This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protest shots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury rumbled
as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5. With thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Talks at aimed at inking an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to reach a conclusion Monday. More talks are scheduled for Tuesday. This is VOA News. Kenyan police say suspected al-Shabaab militants have killed 3 teachers in Kenya's northeastern Garissa County. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenya police say the teachers were killed when an unknown number of armed men, believed to be part of al-Shabaab, attacked a school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. Police spokesman Charles Owino says the militants also attacked a police post, but he says no officers were injured. This is the second deadly attack attributed to the terrorist group on a school this month in Garissa. On January 7th, at least 4 students were killed and 4 more injured when suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked another primary school in a remote village of the county. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
As a Senate impeachment trial looms, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting dismissing the whole thing. AP's Sagar Makani reports from the White House.
It's an extraordinary suggestion. The president says the Senate should just dismiss the case and move on. That was in a tweet hours after another in which he said the exact opposite and suggested potential witnesses for what would be just the 3rd ever American presidential impeachment trial. There is not enough support in the GOP-led Senate for actually dismissing the charges. And the House is likely to send the articles of impeachment across Capitol Hill this week as Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues pushing for a trial with new witnesses.
Witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
Telling ABC's This Week, senators will pay a price if they block new testimony. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Among the potential jurors in former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's rape trial is a supermodel, Gigi Hadid. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Hadid told a judge she thinks she would be able to keep an open mind on the facts.
Gigi, were you dismissed as a juror?
Watch your stairs, guys.
Okay, thank you.
She was asked to return Thursday for more questioning. Hadid revealed that she met Weinstein, an actress and potential witness Selma Hayek, but said she could remain impartial. She is part of the latest pool of 120 potential jurors summoned for the case. Harvey Weinstein is accused of raping a woman in Manhattan in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. He says any sexual activity was consensual. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Pakistani court on Monday dismissed the death sentence handed down to former military ruler Pervez Musharraf. It declared as unlawful the legal process that led to his conviction. A 3-judge panel found him guilty of treason in December. And Australia continues to battle catastrophic bushfires that had devastated large parts of the country. The Australian Treasurer says the government is spending $34 million to restore and protect the country's wildlife. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on VOA1.